Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We got a couple things to get to here. I'm just seeing this breaking news. Jalen Ramsey has just signed an extension with the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so Ian Rappaport and others are reporting the Dolphins and all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey have agreed to another huge extension. This time a 3-year, $72.3 million deal to get this, make him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL again. $24.1 million a year for Jalen Ramsey, who's 29 years old, playing cornerback. He just became the highest paid corner in the league. And he played 10 games last year. And he's been sitting out with a quote-unquote mystery injury, which was finally revealed to be a hamstring on the practice report this week. I mean, okay, he had a hamstring injury. Or he didn't? I don't know. Because people didn't know. Well, we're going to call it a hamstring, but he really hasn't been practicing because he's been wanting a new extension and they've been negotiating. And is that what happened here? I'm wondering. I don't know. But he's 29. When's he going to turn 30 here? That's a lot of money. The highest paid corner in the league. I mean, the Dolphins should not be in the business of extending older players, to be quite honest. They just had a revamped defense, especially because of financials. He's going to be 30 in October. He's going to be 30 in a month and a half. He's still a good player. I don't think he is the player he used to be, though. And you're going to pay him $24 million plus a year? This is a very, very interesting deal. Good for Jalen Ramsey to get the bag. Very interesting. 803-0550. If you'd like to join in here on our Bills Prediction Fest record and how the season ends. John in Detroit. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi. I really think that this is the Bills' year. I've been a lifelong fan. I think the offense is going to be dominating with a new look, and the defense will be just good enough. I think 15-2, and I think we're going all the way.
Wow, 15-2. I mean, I've seen some Super Bowl. Yep. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Seen some Super Bowl picks. I've heard them from you today. But I don't think that I've seen a 15-2. That's, in fact, the first one. What do we have here? Here's how the predictions have gone for wins. 9, 10, 11, 13, 13, 10, 12, 11, 12, 15. As I said earlier, I was thinking about last night while I watched, weirdly, Bills Broncos Monday Night Football highlights from last year in that game. I don't know, man. I was just going down the rabbit hole. I don't know why it happened. It happens sometimes. I did. But you know what I kept thinking about? Like, I'm watching this. Like, how did they let this team beat them? Like, they shouldn't have let the Broncos come in here on a Monday night and beat them. Broncos were terrible last year. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, that wasn't the only game, right? I mean, I know this, but the Patriots and what happened to Mac Jones at the end of the game. You had the Giants should have beaten them, I guess, if you want to, you know, or at least came within a whisker of it, I guess. You know, maybe last year was the year that they weren't that good. Everybody's talking about this year, step back, step back. I think last year they took a step back, now that I think about it. Maybe not in the wins, though. They still wound up winning games. Maybe they just found a way to win some games last year while they weren't as good. And then now that's why they've revamped and gotten younger and a little more athletic. And that's what we're looking at here. I don't know. That's a good, like, optimistic glass half full way of looking at it. But you guys are not just glass half full. You're pouring it over, man. You're pouring it out with these Super Bowl picks. So Sean McDermott came aboard a little while ago here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And he revealed to us that there was another injury. Dewan Smoot will be added to the injury report today as something that came up yesterday, a toe for Dewan Smoot. He will not practice today. The only other player who won't practice is Javon Solomon, and it looks like he probably won't play in the game. They're going to see where it goes with Dewan Smoot. That was a Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash for help. Call 1-800-8-MILLION. I should say car crash for help. Call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right. Let's get to it, Josh. We're going to do Three Dog Thursday on a Friday here. And then I'm going to ask you for a pick. So I think maybe what we're going to start doing is maybe call. Have you looked at the lines? Okay. And maybe, I mean, if you want, I guess you can pick one. You might like one that I like. It's just tough to pick all dogs, right? You can only have all dogs. So I'll give you one every week, and we're going to keep track of you. You can pick one that I like, or you can pick a different one of your own. How about that? You can do whatever you like, okay? Here we go. The first installment this year of Three Dog Thursday, but on a Friday. All right. This one, I just think is a nice play. Not going to go wild over it because I think this game can go either way, but that's why I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars getting 3.5 points over the Miami Dolphins and the newly highest paid cornerback in the league, Jalen Ramsey. I just think this game is going to be way too close to give any team 3.5 points. No idea what to expect here, other than probably quite a few points scored. What's the over-under? 47, 48, I think. I think
49.
Well, okay, it is high. I still might go over. Okay? Here's why. The Jags have they've revamped their offense. Addition of Gabe Davis and Mitch Morris, of course, from Buffalo. But Brian Thomas Jr., they go out and they grab. They have a healthy Travis Etienne behind Trevor Lawrence. They have Evan Ingram, who's a really solid tight end. Of course, they have Doug Peterson, who's a very good offensive coach. And of course, on the other side, we know what the Miami Dolphins can do offensively, especially early in the season when teams haven't seen them yet. This is a really good opening Sunday game. Two Florida teams in the South Florida sun. It's going to be hot. I think this game goes back and forth between the two teams. I think it's a higher scoring game. So you're gonna give me 3.5. I'll take that with the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover. I don't know if they win this game, but I think this is a 1, 2, or 3-point game at the end either way. Okay, the one that I don't love as much, but I'm going to go with it because I've kind of been talked into it a little bit by the national talking heads. As much as the Lions are a darling favorite to kind of go to the Super Bowl or be right in the mix, lots of people are giving the Rams lots of love and what Sean McVay will do this year with them. I don't know. I'm not totally convinced, but I'm going to be a little convinced by them telling me to, right? So I don't love this pick, but I'm going to go with it because I'm just going to start believing, I guess, what I'm hearing people say about the LA Rams with Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and a solid defense and Sean McVay being reinvigorated and just wanting to, you know, last year was their reset year and here we go. He's not going to TV. He's coming back over the Lions who, of course, let's face it, Stafford, Goff, you know, it's going to be that whole thing again, the storyline, even though they played last year. We know the Lions are a very good team. I think the Lions are very good, and I do think they have a chance to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think they're a world beater necessarily. I think a good coached LA Rams team with a healthy Matthew Stafford is going to be able to make this a game. This is your Sunday night football game, by the way. Rams-Lions. And the Rams are getting 4.5 points in Detroit. 4.5 is quite a bit in a game like this. I'm going to take the Rams plus 4.5 over the Detroit Lions. And then finally, the game I do love the most. This is my favorite play of the week. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos getting 6 points at the Seattle Seahawks. This is way more about the Seahawks than it is about the Broncos for me, though, okay? I'm just not sold on them right now. They're getting a lot of love nationally, and I don't really see why. Yes, Geno Smith's been good, but how good? Sustainable. I mean, even they might have that question. They brought in Sam Howell, not necessarily to compete with Geno, but he is there. I just wonder, like, where is Geno? What do they think about him? How good is he? I do like their new head coach, Mike McDonald. He's a very good, young defensive mind. But he's also now going into Sean Payton, one of the best offensive minds of our generation, and a Broncos team. As much as I just said they were terrible last year, I think they're looking to be. And look, they did wind up making a run last year towards the end of the year, right? I think this is a Broncos team that's looking to get out of the gate early, not have the kind of start they did last year, show they'd be contending in the West, even though I don't actually think they're going to contend with Kansas City in the West. I think they'll be better than people think this year. I like their approach. And Bo Nix has had a very good preseason. 6 points here is way too much for me to give away. I love 6 points. I think the Broncos can win this game. They might win this game on the field, actually. I'll call it right now. I say Broncos go to Seattle and win the game on the field. But I'm going to take the 6 points for the Broncos as the underdog. So here you go. Jags +3.5 over Dolphins. Rams +4.5 over Lions. Broncos +6 over Seahawks. Those are my three. Josh, you get one. What do you like?
Well, you stole my thunder. I was waiting the whole time, and I thought I was going to make it through. And then, bam, right at the end, you steal my Denver Broncos.
That's okay.
Pick. But I think it's going to be more on the Broncos than on the Seahawks.
Okay.
Personally. So I think Bo Nix has got a lot going on there in a good way. He's working with Sean Payton. He's going to fit in that offense very nicely, I think. And not to mention the running back room as well, with Javonte Williams coming off of an injury last year. Jaleel McLaughlin looks really good when he filled in last year. So I think that Broncos team, like you said, has a very good chance to go out and win on the field and obviously cover the spread as well. So That would also be my pick. If you want me to pick another one, I will. But
no, that's, you do not have to pick another one.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going for. I feel confident about that.
I like it. The only thing that scares me is if we both feel like it's the best play of the week. And then you get one, and that's your one. And I said that's my best play of the week. So now I'm scared, and everybody should bet the other way, I guess. So that's the way it works here, right? That's why when you hear everybody's on one team, you're supposed to go the other way.
Listen, I'm the king of superstition. So This is hard for me to do as it is. But I think, I mean, I don't have any faith, really, in the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're just kind of in a weird area right now.
Yeah.
Where they don't have their quarterback. They're not bad enough to get a quarterback.
And I also think that they're maybe a year away on defense. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, that defense is not at all what it used to be. I'm not really convinced by them at all.
Mike McDonald is a really good young defensive coach. I think he needs to get his guys in there, his system in place. He's probably putting together a little bit. Okay, he's going to try that first year, but we'll see where it goes. Some very interesting games on the schedule. On Sunday, and of course on Sunday night and on Monday night, we talked about some of them yesterday. A big one tonight, Packers and Eagles. You know, at the end of the year, a game like that could really go a long way in shaping the NFC. We spend so much time here talking about what the AFC looks like. You know, the NFC, NFC is going to be tough, and they have some really good teams, and I don't really know who's going to come out of there. I think, I would tell you, the NFC champions probably, how many teams are you going to put in there? How many teams could you actually realistically see winning the NFC? What teams can we put in here? Green Bay, yes or no? Realistically, yes.
I think so.
Okay,
Detroit.
I agree. Detroit, right? Rams? After everything I just said, I think I could. I think I could.
49ers.
49ers for sure. Eagles?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm curious.
What?
Well,
Realistically, you couldn't see the Eagles winning. If the Eagles won the NFC, you wouldn't be like, you'd be totally surprised.
I wouldn't be totally surprised, obviously, but I just think that with all this weird stuff that seems to be going on between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and all of that, obviously there hasn't been much turnover aside from Jason Kelce retiring and Saquon Barkley coming in, but I don't know. The vibe feels off in Philadelphia. It's not like completely broken, but it just feels like it wouldn't be a surprise, but it would be kind of like, oh, wow. You know, they look like they figured it out. Looks like they sorted out all their issues. You know, like it wouldn't be like, oh my God, like that team won. Like if the Falcons came out.
All right, let me ask you this way. Would you be more surprised if Philly or Dallas was the NFC champion this year?
Hmm.
I'd be more surprised if it's Dallas.
I think so, too.
I just don't think... What has Dallas done to get better?
Dallas hasn't really done anything. They still haven't signed Dak.
I mean, he's going to play, though. But yeah, right. I mean, but what have they done to get better this year? I don't even know.
Not much. I don't think, if anything. They didn't make many offseason moves.
No, saying they were going to be all in, they were not all in at all, except for paying CeeDee Lamb here, apparently, late in the process.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be more surprising if Dallas won. I just think with Philly, though, like I said, it just seems a little off. It seems off to the point where they'll still be a good team, but not good enough to win the NFC.
Do you know what game I debated taking a team? See what you feel about this. The Giants are getting 1.5 at home against the Vikings.
I was thinking about that one too, because I think that with Malik Nabers in that system, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. I think that it's going to work no matter what. I mean, Malik Nabers is a big time game changer for the Giants. But
see, for me, it's more about the Vikings. I just don't think they're that good. But however, they actually may be better with Bradford than they would be with J.J. McCarthy, especially early in the season.
Darnold, you mean?
Sam Darnold. Sorry, I said Bradford. I said Sam Bradford. Sam Darnold. Got my Sam quarterbacks mixed up. I think they could be better with Darnold than J.J. McCarthy, especially early in the season. And Justin Jefferson's obviously terrific. We know that. And I actually think they have a decent defense. We all here in Buffalo should be rooting against the Minnesota Vikings every game this year because the Bills have the Vikings' second-round pick. But for me, that's about the Vikings because I don't think the Giants are that good. I don't care about Malik Nabers. Yes, I think he's terrific talent, but I don't know if he moves the needle that much for me for the Giants this year. Yeah, he might make a play or two. And then Devin Singletary had a nice year last year in Houston. We know he's a decent running back. I think their offensive line has questions. I don't really know how good their defense is going to be. By the way, did you see the news? Brian Daboll is now taking over play calling. And not that it was like a surprise move, but it was kind of trending that way from Mike Kafka. And it looks like Brian Daboll is going to be back to calling plays. This is a big year for Brian Daboll. If they do not take a step, at this point next year, I don't think Brian Daboll is the head coach of the Giants.
I think that's fair. I don't think it'd be fair for Brian Daboll, but I think it's a fair assessment just because of the fact that this team was so good the first year. They signed Daniel Jones, and then everything falls off. And so that's where I think it wouldn't be fair on behalf of Daboll, just because I think Daniel Jones has been just the biggest disappointment ever.
What does your Sunday afternoon look like? Are you here for the games? I don't know, and I apologize.
This week, I am not. But
normally you would be.
I think normally I would be. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know.
The reason I'm asking is, what will you be doing for the Cowboys Browns game at 4:25? You somewhere dialed in watching that?
That one. So yeah. So after the game,
because that's Tom Brady's debut as an announcer.
Right. Yeah. So after the Bills game this week, I'm actually going to be going to my parents' house for dinner, and that's like, you know, while dinner is being eaten, we'll be watching that game just to, you know, see what that game itself is like, because I think that's going to be an interesting game, too, because if Cleveland can get their offense right, that's going to be potentially like a shootout there.
That is the question, though. I mean, even fans I know, Browns fans I know, will tell you, Deshaun hasn't been that good since he's been there.
Right.
And that's a big question. But you're right. Their defense was amazing last year. And
I mean, Miles
really
Garrett,
again.
Miles
he's
Garrett
incredible.
Alone can change any defense in the league. I mean, that right there will cause a lot of problems, I think, for the Cowboys offense, especially because the Cowboys offense already has its issues from time to time. So,
and honestly, I will tell you, I think Jim Schwartz is one of the best defensive minds really over the last, you know, 10, 15 years in the NFL, 20 years even. I mean, he's really good at what he does. He was here in Buffalo a little bit, and he's still manning that defense. And I think that's a team that, you know what? Probably a lower scoring game there, maybe.
You think so?
Right? Yeah, probably.
I was thinking, you know,
a lot of points.
If the dam breaks, I think it's just going to just go. But
you never know week one.
It always depends on the quarterbacks. And those two quarterbacks have a lot of question marks around them. I mean, with Dak, it's, you know, can you – obviously, we've seen him in the regular season perform, but, you know, can he perform super consistently?
Before we head for the timeout, I want to remind everybody, next week the Bills play on Thursday night. So we got a short week, short turnaround. However, I'll be back on Monday with the reaction show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, as we do every Monday. Will it be a victory Monday? We'll find out. Will it be?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A decent weather Sunday. We'll find out after this timeout when Patrick Hammer joins us for his weekly weather chat. Yes, he's back. On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2, Chief Meteorologist. After this, timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. All right, it's a Friday. It's a football Friday. It's brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back again, ready to give you all of the best weather details that you can have for Sunday's game. He had me scared earlier in the week, but I think he's going to put me in a bit of a better spot today. We're going to find out right now from our guy, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2, Chief Meteorologist.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire, here's Patrick.
Have a time!
And Pat joins us here on the West Her Hotline. Now, I've never asked you, do you prefer Pat or Patrick, or does it matter or no?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. So it is Patrick. There's some people that just go with Pat and I just let it go.
Okay.
But it is. I know my Twitter handle is Pat.
Yeah.
Hammer, but it's Patrick. Like, my wife is Kimberly. If you call her Kim, she won't even respond. It's got to be Kimberly. I'm not that crazy.
I respect it. I mean, your name is your name, right? I mean, listen, for me, if my mom called me Salvatore, I was in trouble, right? I mean, that was like the way, like, she
100%.
Yeah, but otherwise, you know. Well, I'll make sure I call you Patrick from now on. And you can be in trouble depending on what forecast you give me, you know. And if you give me a wrong one, maybe I will call you Pat. If you give me a bad one, I'm mad at you, right? There we go.
You might put another word before my name if I'm wrong.
I love it. Hey, listen, last week you gave us a little look ahead. You said there was a system coming. And of course, the system is coming. You could tell us a little bit about that, what the timing of that is. And as the week started going, there was some question about what Sunday's going to look like. I've gone through all of the emotions. So tell me what emotion I need to feel about Sunday.
Well, okay, Sal, as your therapist, let's find a leather couch, have you lay down, and let's walk you through this, okay? A week ago, we're like, the apps are showing sunshine, and maybe there's a little weather system. And by the way, I'm all for weather apps. You can use them. It's just that in the long range, they can be somewhat not trustworthy. But, you know, in the short term, apps are fine. But, you know, on last Friday, we were looking at something, you know, 10 days out. So that system that we sniffed out is, in fact, here. And as you can look outside, the skies are clouding up, and we're going to have some rain today and certainly overnight tonight. But as this thing has evolved, it's kind of moving through rather quickly. So that by Sunday, this system should be pretty much out of here, leaving us with what should be a very nice,
love it,
I mean, a perfect football day. Now, having said that, there's just a couple of little subplots here that I want to just lay out, okay?
Yep.
Well, first of all, it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be, of course, on the cooler side. This is going to be a mid to late October type feel temperature-wise, okay? Probably right around 60 degrees or so, maybe. But, you know, when the sun is out, you're in that stadium, 60 still can feel pretty nice. It will be breezy. There will be a southwest wind to a westerly wind, 10 to 20. It could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. So just a heads up for that. For early dawn patrol tailgaters, the air mass that's coming in is really cold for this time of the year, okay? So even though the system is moving out of here by Sunday, this really chilly air aloft is still over us, okay? And this time of the year, you can't turn your back on a warm lake and a chilly air mass coming overhead, because sometimes that can spit out some clouds and even a little light shower. And there's maybe two little opportunities for that. Early in the morning, like overnight, Saturday night into Sunday morning, okay, there's a small chance. Then the sky should clear and it should be a pretty nice day, but a couple of clouds still could drift over the stadium, over the lake, from the lake, okay? The second opportunity is possibly later, maybe towards the end of the game, where you're getting a little daytime heating. Again, the combo of the chilly air, the warm lake. We've all been here long enough. This lake can do weird things. Yeah. And, I can't rule out an isolated shower popping up in the afternoon. Hope it doesn't happen. May not happen. But I'm not trying to cover myself, but just, yep. I can't ignore that opportunity, okay?
But it wouldn't be something like, I mean, do you see what we saw in Kansas? Did you see what happened in Kansas City last night before the game?
I turned it on. I know there was a weather delay, but I didn't actually see the weather. I'm assuming, was it a downpour?
Oh, it was, it was lightning, monsooning, basically. So I go and look at the weather in Kansas City, because I'm trying, okay, what are they looking at here? And it was just like this little blip, this little one that went through, but it was massively hard, the rain that was coming down and the lightning.
Kind of reminds you of the preseason game against Pittsburgh, right? It wasn't like, but there was that one storm right before the game, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. It's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Kansas City for you. Remember
real quick. So when you're talking about like an isolated shower, that you're just talking about if it pops up, it shouldn't last long, but you might get a little wet and then it's all gone.
A little like a sprinkle, okay. A little light rain shower, okay. Then it's gone. It's
just, okay.
Yeah. Don't bring your rain gear. I'm just saying, wait, I thought it was supposed to be. It is going to be generally a really nice day, but early in the morning, and then again, later on, there could be a little pop-up shower. But all in all, we should be feeling good about Sunday's weather.
And you know me, I don't love the wind, right? I mean, for football, it's just man, it plays havoc with the game, and you want to see it. I know that, the punt returners, the kick returners, the field goals. I mean, a breezy day, but we're not talking like overly windy where, oh my God, this is going to have a major impact on the game.
You and I were at the Wing Fest at the stadium a week ago, and it was not a windy day at all by any means. But, it was supposed to be breezy. There was a time that Sunday, early afternoon, it felt windy there,
Yeah.
I mean, that location, just with its proximity to the lake, it just gets swirly. And then then the wind completely died off. I think for this Sunday, I think this is the kind of a breeze that could have a little bit of an impact on the kicking game. Okay. I do believe so. I think it's not a strong gale.
Sure.
You get 10 to 20 miles an hour, but then that occasional gust of 30, that can have an effect.
Okay, so this little system that's coming in, what's the timing for? I know you just kind of ran through this a little bit, but what should we be aware of overnight, tonight, into tomorrow, and throughout Saturday?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about, high school football tonight. I believe there's a slew of games.
For sure.
So we're going to have a quick little shower possibly in the next hour or two. But then as we head into the afternoon and evening, rain chances are going to ramp up. It will definitely rain overnight tonight. And it's going to be a good soaking rain. But the evening, There could be issues with the Bisons game. There could be issues again. Your kids have afternoon sports practice or any kind of game. And, of course, football tonight. There is a chance of some rain and even some thunder rolling through. So the most unsettled period of this weekend is from this evening through early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will not be a washout. Initially, it looked like it could have been. But this rain is on the move. So a lot of this falls while we sleep. Tomorrow, kind of cloudy. There will be some spotty showers around, but it will be cool. It's only going to be most of the day will be in the upper 50s, low 60s. I know, crazy for this time of year.
And then, Pat, the Bills have a quick turnaround Jump on a plane to go to Miami Wednesday, play the Miami Dolphins on Thursday night. It's September in Miami. It is a night game. We've had all different weather over the years there as far as rain, as far as heat, as far as humidity. We know that. What are the early indications for Thursday, even Wednesday, and maybe, you know, into that for people who are going down there next week?
Yeah, a very typical kind of late summer, early fall weather pattern down there pretty much all week. Temperatures around 90. You know, for a high, which means probably low to mid 80s for the game. Very humid, and there will be shower chances each and every day next week. I know they're hard to time in that environment, as you know, but there is probably a 50 to 60% chance of some rain passing through during the game, which means there's also a 50% chance it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there will be showers and thunderstorms around Miami. And most of Florida, quite frankly, next week. So if you're heading there, there will be rain. Just hope we can avoid the game. But showers are in the forecast.
I mean, literally, like you talk about the apps, they could literally copy and paste this time of year for Miami, right? That's a copy-paste. Copy,
oh, my
paste,
God.
Copy. It's just crazy.
It totally. You look for yourself. If you just go onto an app or you look at an official forecast, it's literally 89 degrees, 50% chance of rain, Monday through Friday. Now, when you get closer, you can be more specific and you can
yeah.
see what's happening exactly. But at this point, when you're a week out, you're kind of in generalities at this point. So, yeah, it's a copy and paste forecast next week for Miami.
You know, Patrick, I feel like there's been a less active hurricane season in the Atlantic. But I know there are a few systems out there right now. Is that my imagination or is that true?
There are, but nothing that's really developing or forecast to develop. We're breaking all sorts of, or are about to break records for a lack of hurricane activity
right.
in the Atlantic for this time of the year. Like, if nothing happens today or tomorrow, it'll be the first time in like 30 years there hasn't been a
wow.
tropical system for the first week of September. It's crazy, given the predictions of such a crazy hurricane season.
Yeah.
And now, the season, you know, we're nearing the peak, so a lot can still happen. There are a few systems out there, but nothing that's of concern in the next, you know, 5-6 days. So I have a feeling it's going to ramp up later on this month. But for now, yeah, it's been very quiet.
I don't mean to put you on the spot if you haven't looked at it, but considering it's, you know, in New York still, tomorrow night, Jesse Pegula plays 4 p.m. At the U.S. Open. Any disruption there from what
yes.
you've seen on your weather models?
Yes, rain is going to be heading there.
Wow.
So that is, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm heading in that direction myself. So the rain that's coming through here overnight is going to be basically traveling down the thruway through tomorrow, heading right for New York tomorrow evening. So that could be hopefully not an issue, but it's certainly a possibility.
Did you watch last night? Did you watch her play?
I watched some of it. My daughter had a tennis match, so I was all thrown off, and I couldn't, you know, I got
wow.
a late start on everything.
I didn't know your daughter plays tennis. Hold on. I didn't know your daughter plays tennis. Tell me about that. Tell us about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she plays for Hamburg. So we had a tennis match against Amherst yesterday. And, you know, sometimes the Amherst to Hamburg drive can be 20 minutes or it can be an hour. Anyway, so I got kind of back late, but the thing I just can't fathom is how down she was early on in the match and the rally.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was awesome.
And I love what Coach said. I was able to listen in earlier, how humble she is.
Yeah.
You know, Coach loves humility.
I can attest. She really is. You would not know.
Yeah.
You know, in our business, as we know, Pat, right? In our business.
Right.
That we get to spend time and meet a lot of different people, and sometimes it's like larger than life, you know, people that in their industry, whatever it is. This is the number 4 ranked women's tennis player in the world, and she could be just like out at a random Buffalo Bills practice one day and just kind of chatting with you. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I love, you know, her Buffalo references she makes when she thanks the crowd after a victory all the time. And
yeah.
she's in a hostile environment, right? And she's like,
yeah.
go Bills. I love it. You know, in New York Jets territory. I love that. Yes, it was a great victory and so proud. And gosh, I hope she does it, she's able to repeat it tomorrow night.
If you are up for it, maybe we could do something next week sometime here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show before the Miami game.
Let's midweek. Let's get together and we'll go over Dolphins, Bills.
And,
I can't believe they're playing them already.
Yeah, of course. And what it's going to be like on A1A and Elbow Room and everything on Wednesday night where all the Bills fans are going to be gathering. We could talk about that.
Yeah,
hey, Patrick, thank you as always. Really looking forward to our weekly chats once again and really appreciate you keeping all Bills fans and everybody else informed on the weather.
All right. Talk next week.
All right. You got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the Western Hotline. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on this Friday of Week 1. Okay, let's wrap up this segment by letting you know that when we get connected with our fans, which is brought to you by Northtown Kia, sometimes it's because I say something that you catch on and say, wait a minute, Sal, that's not correct. Well, I didn't say anything incorrect, but I should have noted, and I didn't because I didn't realize it. Now I do realize it because thank you to so many of you who remind me that Arthur Ashe Stadium has a roof. So even if there is some inclement weather headed to New York tomorrow for Jessica Pegula's final against Aryna Sabalenka, 4 p.m. at Arthur Ashe Stadium, it shouldn't be a problem. Mick, who tweeted at me, Adam, who tweeted at me, and 85 Scout, who tweeted at me. Thank you. I appreciate all of that. And I should have realized it. I do remember now that that is the case. I don't think it's open. I don't think it's closed very much, but they do have a roof. I'm actually looking at the story now. It was completed in 2016, so it's been around for a while. And $150 million retractable roof debuts at this year's U.S. Open. This is, I think, written in 2016. Yes, it was. Putting an end to the lengthy rain delays inside the biggest stadium in Grand Slam tennis. So there you go. Arthur Ashe Stadium has a roof, and it won't really matter if there is rain for the final. But good luck to Jessica Pegula. She plays tomorrow at 4 p.m. Hey, great start to the year on the Friday edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, all Football Fridays here on WGR are brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub, start your game day the Crosby's way. Thank you very much to head coach Sean McDermott. He obviously comes aboard every week. We'll do this. Now, next week, there is a Thursday game. The plan right now is for Sean McDermott to join us on Wednesday, but we'll keep you updated on that. And then, of course, the Bills back on a Monday after that, so everything's going to be a little bit in flux when it comes to having the head coach of the Bills on every week. But we're going to make sure that we get that to you and get the injury update one more time. The Barnes Firm injury report looks like Javon Solomon is trending towards not playing, but also DeJuan Smoot has a toe injury, will not practice today. And we're going to be monitoring that as the day goes on. You got Sabres Live up next, One Bills Live after that, Show with the Bulldog. I'll be joining the guys at 5 p.m. a little bit later today on a Buffalo Bills Football Friday. One more time, Sabres Live is up next. All you got to do now is take a break, and we're going to be back in a snap with that. Brought to you by Snap Apple Dragons, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.